It's Rams Overtime as we sit down with Bath Haverling Rams head football coach Wayne Carroll in his 25th season at Haverling, 30th overall, reviewing the 2016 campaign and looking forward to the 2017 season. Right now, let's take a look at the 2016 Bath Haverling Rams senior class. We'll go in numerical order. Let's start with number one, the 5'5", 132-pound running back, defensive back, Alex Hargraves. He had three tackles and one sack this year.
Well, he was a guy that came out his senior year, you know, and we like kids to come out. It doesn't matter if they're a freshman or a senior. We like them to come out just to experience what we experience in football. And the experience we gave Alex, you know, he'll be able to tell his kids. I mean, you know, he played in front of a crowd of 2,000, a couple big games, you know, got to Rochester. So, I mean, it was really, I really feel good about the football experience we gave to Alex this year.
Next, number eight, Jeremiah Kinner, the 6 foot, 195-pound quarterback safety. This year he went 33 for 70 for 486 yards, 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. On his career, he's 38 for 84, 564 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. He ran the ball 69 times for 329 yards and 2 TDs in his career. Last year, as a tight end, he had 8 catches for 57 yards, 1 touchdown, and 5 two-point conversion catches. Defensively, he ends his career with 96 tackles, 6 interceptions, and 1 fumble recovery. He ends his varsity career with 6 touchdowns, 12 two-point conversions, 4 extra point kicks for a total of 64 points in his varsity career. Coach, he's done a little bit of everything for you. He's played safety, cornerback, he's kicked, he's played tight end, and he's been your quarterback this year. Unfortunately, he did not get to finish his senior career, injured his ankle in the game against ERG. Your thoughts about Jeremiah Kinner?
You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, when you ask kids to come up, when they're ninth and 10th grade, a lot of times kids shy away. And you can tell right away what kind of football player you got. You got that when you ask a kid in 9th and 10th grade, hey, would you like to play varsity? Like, oh, man, no way, coach, that's too tough. But not Jeremiah Kinner. You know, he came up, played as a young guy, and he contributed. He had a great career, you know, and he wasn't afraid to mix it up. You know, he played a good job on the defense, a good job in the offense, just a solid player.
Next man up, number 22, the 6'3", 200-pound linebacker, tight end, Jake Taggart. This year, he had 12 catches, 220 yards, 2 touchdowns. He ends his career at tight end, 35 catches, 542 yards, 11 touchdowns. Defensively, he had 46 tackles this year and 1 sack with 1 fumble recovery. He ends his career with 138 tackles, 1 sack, 4 fumble recoveries. And when it's all said and done offensively, 11 touchdowns, 6 two-point conversion catches, and 72 points overall. Another Rams football player going to play at the next level. Talk to me about Jake Taggart, who's going to play at Lafayette next year, deservedly so, with a great varsity career coming to an end.
You know, for Jake Taggart, you know, he won the lotto. You know, he won the football lottery for high school football. You know, it's so hard to get a full-ride scholarship. I mean, it really is hard. There's a blueprint to do it, you know, and he did it. You know, he went to the right camps. He worked. He paid the price. And luckily for him, you know, he has a good grade. He's everything the college coaches are looking for. He's got the height. He's got the grades. He's got the work habit. So, I mean, he won the football lotto, and I wish everybody on our senior class could win the lotto because, you know, his next 4 years, he doesn't have to worry about what he's doing. He doesn't have to worry about where he's going to get the money. All he does is show up and play football, and he'll be fine.
Next man up, number 40, the 5'8", 141-pound defensive end, Thomas Robbins. Thomas had 9 tackles and 2 sacks this year. Your thoughts on Mr. Robbins, Coach?
Well, Thomas Robbins is a tough kid. He's not the biggest kid we've ever coached, but, man, when we turned him loose a few games, he got to that quarterback. He got some sacks when we really needed it. And, you know, when you're you're on the defense, you know, I can't put a price on how valuable a stat guy is because everybody throws the ball nowadays. Everybody throws, you know, and you have got to get pressure. If you don't get pressure now, they just pick you apart nowadays. So having a guy like Thomas we can throw in there and put pressure and make quarterbacks nervous was really, really good for our defense this year.
Next, another defensive lineman, number 53, this 5'5", 148-pound nose guard, Dakota Bulkley. He finishes with 7 tackles on the season. Your thoughts on Dakota this year, Coach?
He was our nose guard very early in the season. Then we tried him again later in the season, and he did a nice job. His only problem was that some of the guys were twice his size, and they pushed him around a little bit. But he has a big heart, and he really doesn't stop. You know, he gave us everything he can handle. He's always at practice, always coachable. We told him what to do. He did it. I just wish that he could have come back. I wish he had one more year because he's still developing.
Next man up, number 47, the 6 foot, 160-pound tight end and defensive end slash linebacker, Joe DeGroat. Joe had a tackle on the season. He helped the black shirt defense to 2 shutouts and only giving up 136 points on the season. Your thoughts on Joe DeGroat?
Well, you know, the thing about Joey DeGroat, he hasn't filled into his body yet. He's very, very tall. He's going to be, you know, you take a look at him a year from now, he's probably going to be about 220 pounds. Right now, he's about 160, 170, but he's going to fill out and he's going to be an unbelievable physical specimen. Unfortunately, he just hasn't really reached his potential yet. He was a tall kid. Played some blocking tight end for us and helped our offensive line. You know, he's another guy that, you know, played JV as a 10th grader, but then came up last year, and he was able to, you know, help us out and get a championship last year for us.
Up next, number 56, the 6 foot, 183-pound offensive guard and linebacker, Chris Ward. He led the black shirt defense this year in tackles with 52. He had 2 fumble recoveries. In his career, 101 tackles, 3 fumble recoveries. On the offensive line, he helped block for 334 plays, over 3,000 yards of total offense, over 2,500 rushing yards, 482 passing yards, 35 rushing touchdowns, 7 passing touchdowns. Your thoughts on Chris Ward?
Well, you know, Chris wasn't real excited about playing offensive line, but I told him, Chris, we don't have other linemen. We're very short at offensive line. So being the team player that he is, he stepped up and did 2 positions, you know, starting linebacker and starting lineman, and really he did a nice job for our offensive line. I mean, he's a tough kid. He got into people. He's got good technique, always around, always pushing people around. And on defensive side, you know, he was right there. He led our team in tackles this year, so I mean, he had a great year, and I'm really happy that you know, we were able to win a championship last year for him.
Next man up, number 60, the 6'1", 192 offensive tackle and defensive end, Brandon Clark. Now, it's hard to quantify what an offensive lineman does, but Brandon has been on the offensive line for the last 2 years, so I'll give you some combined numbers. 856 plays, 7,200 yards of total offense, 830 rushes, 6,320 rushing yards, 890 passing yards he helped block for, 97 rushing touchdowns, 13 passing touchdowns, 111 total touchdowns, and 795 points. Now, Brandon also helped on the defensive line, including the final game against ERG. He finished with 5 tackles on the season. Your thoughts on Brandon Clark?
Right. Brandon, he was another one of those guys that, you know, we were a little short on players a few years ago. So we asked him, you know, and Kinner and Taggart, they all to come up, you know, and, you know, they did not even hesitate. You know, nowadays it's so hard to get any of these sophomores or freshmen to play varsity because they don't want to mix it up with the older kids. They want to stay on JV. They want to stay on modified and be kind of like the big fish in the small pond. But unfortunately, at our school, we need our best freshmen. We need our best sophomores on the varsity so we can have a team. And, you know, he came up and, you know, he had a nice career. He's been up on the varsity for 4 years. Just like some of those other seniors, we don't have a big core of kids that have been with us for four years, but he is one of the four or five kids that was with us the longest and, you know, been in our program, and he's a program player. He's been, you know, doing a nice job for us for 4 years. And on the defensive side, you know, he's got good physical features. He's tall. He's got long arms, you know, and he knocks some passes down, and, you know, that's why we – try to have a defensive end once in a while.
Next man up, number 75, a member of that very successful Hog Molly's unit on the offensive line, the 5'11", 236-pound Curtis Betty, a first-year starter. He again helped block for 313 points this year, 35 rushing touchdowns, 7 passing touchdowns, over 3,000 total yards of offense, over 2,500 on the ground, 482 in the air. Your thoughts on Curtis Betty?
Well, you know, Curtis made himself a player, and, you know, I hope that some of our younger guys look at Curtis and say, hey, you know, here's a guy that didn't get a ton of playing time as a junior, but he bought into what we were selling, you know, and he bought into the program. He worked his tail off in the off season, and he earned a starting job. And he worked so hard that the coaching staff noticed, and we made him one of our captains because that's the kind of effort we want out of our kids. We want our kids to lift in the off season and get better and tougher so we can be a successful football program. And he did exactly what we asked. So he was a captain this year. So, and you know, he's only one of four captains. And, you know, we don't want to lower our standards as a coaching staff. We're looking for a certain type of kid to be captain. You know, they got to have good leadership. They got to have good work habits. They got to be positive. They got to be coachable. And he's got all those qualities. So that's why he was a captain.
And last but not least, number 80, the 5'10", 160-pound running back, defensive end, Jeffrey Lafleur. He had 10 tackles and 1 sack this year. Your thoughts on Jeffrey Lafleur?
You know, Jeff was another guy that, you know, came out as a first-year senior, first-year player. And, you know, the first couple of times we saw him, we're saying, like, wow, this kid, he's got a high motor. He really runs around. So with his high motor on the field and the way he ran around and ran to the football, we say that's the kind of kid we're looking for on defense. So he got quite a few starts, and, you know, he really made some plays and helped us out big time in that Waco with that safety.
All right, there is the 2016 senior class on the Bath Haverling Rams 2016 6-3 Class C semifinal team. Coming up, Coach Wayne Carroll will give his end-of-season grades for the offense, defense, and special teams. It's Rams Overtime.